The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Something new on the Port Huron Area School District calendar. This was announced at the Board of Education meeting the other night. A mental health day. Joining us right now, the superintendent of Port Huron Schools, Theo Kerhoulas. Good morning, Theo.
Hey, good morning, Paul. Hope you're having a good day.
So far, so good. Yourself?
Yeah, good day. Good day. Thanks.
December 10th is going to be a mental health day. Where did this idea come from?
You know, for the last month or so, the board and I have been visiting, we have 16 schools. We've been visiting the staff and the students there in a program called Voice and giving the staff and the students a voice to tell us, you know, the good and the struggles of recovery. Excuse me. And we heard from our staff and our students that it's tough. They're exhausted. They're very resilient. They're doing a great job, but it's tough on them. And they needed some relief. We found a way that we could give them a little bit of relief in a mental health day. So December 10th, we're going to close down the district and give our staff and our students and our families an opportunity to catch up and spend some time together and participate in some self-care.
Well, it's so important, I think, no matter what line of work you're in. This isn't just for the staff. It's for the students, too, isn't it?
Absolutely. Students first. And our staff step up to the plate every day. They're giving it their all and trying to keep the struggles out of the students' realm. But the students are feeling it. So it's the best thing to do for everyone.
Sounds like a good plan. December 10th is the date for the district-wide mental health day in the Port Huron area schools. What else is going on in the Port Huron schools these days? I know the board had a meeting on Monday. What's going on?
You know, two other things at the board meeting that were pretty exciting. One was we worked with the city on an easement to help with that bridge that will connect Port Huron Northern and Holland Woods. The other one more exciting is, I'm sorry, we got some back noise here. The other that is exciting is we're entering a partnership with a company called Aptigy to redo our communication platform. So when we think of communication platforms, we think of websites. This is much more. Last month, our website had 14,000 engagements and 11,000 were from cell phones, which doesn't surprise anybody. But the bad thing is that our present website is not cell phone compatible. So we're looking to upgrade so we can communicate better with our families with more of an app approach and a communication platform with push notifications and interactions with social media and things like that. Probably much like the one that you guys have. You have a great one, and we're trying to keep up.
Oh, very good. What else is happening in the district right now?
That covers the board meeting pretty much. We're taking every day one day at a time with recovering from the pandemic. A slow process, but intentional, and we're doing good things in the classrooms. That's for sure.
Well, hang in there. Appreciate the update, Theo, as always. And I guess I'll wish you an early happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Paul, and to you and your family as well.
Take care. Bye bye.